Welcome to Wiggly World. I'm here, and my name is Perry. And I'm here, as always, with the trusty sidekick, Ben. Benjamin.
Was that a mouth harp?
That was, yeah, it was a mouth harp. How'd you know?
I could name that instrument in one note.
Because it only plays one note?
It plays several notes. It depends on your face. It depends on your mouth.
Yeah, but it's only one. It's all overtones. It's just one note, really.
No, you could get you could change a note. You could play a song with that.
Sure, you can play a song with a didgeridoo, but it's still one note.
It's not one note. You're not just playing C's.
You are, and all the overtones. Your mouth depends on the overtone. It shapes the overtone series.
That's like saying a drum head only plays one note. It depends on on the shape of the drum.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you could change the shape of your mouth. You got several drums there.
To different overtones. It's still one note on the very bottom. It's still one root note.
Well, then you can say that about anything.
No, you can't. Not the guitar. It's different notes.
It's the same root note.
That's not true.
You can get every note from.
You can't hit just one.
0.01.
Okay, well, whatever. Ben, we got a lot to get to today. Wait, do you know the other? You know the other? There's a million names for that instrument. The mouth harp is a good one. Do you know the other names?
Jew harp?
Yeah. Why is it called that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Because it's a jaw harp, but then I don't know. Is that something you did, or
is it something I did?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Your people, the chosen few.
Not that I recall.
Yeah, I think that was. I don't know where that came from. All right. Well, we got some music later on. We're gonna hear Repo Fam, Psycho Bombs. But before we do that. Let's, Ben, I came up with a list here. Do you know some people that have had kids this year?
A few.
Yeah, I know. It seems like a good amount of kids popping out these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I came up with a list of everyone, you know, there's always like the name and guessing the name and coming up with some other people like to throw in the hat, their advice, which of course the couple or whoever never takes. But I came up with a list of the, not the best, but the worst, baby names of 2020.
Well, let's go with it.
All right. So number one,
you know how much I love lists.
we all love lists. So number one, Corona.
Yeah. All right. That's a good one. It's pretty.
It is pretty. All right. How about Cosby?
It has some power to it.
Karen.
Okay. Yeah.
Kim
That's
Jong.
That's a good name. I like that name.
How about Kim Jong?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm just a general fan of Kim.
All right.
Man, Kim. Woman, child.
How about, all right, here's one, Bertha.
Bertha's good.
Bertha?
Yeah.
I don't see many new Berthas these days. Okay, how about this one? You like this one, Oedipus.
Oedipus sounds like a lot of work to me.
Yeah, that kid's going to be going to therapy for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, here's some stupid ones. Well, how about this, Kanye?
I could get behind that. I could vote for that.
All right. How about Yu-Gi-Oh?
Remember sounds that? sounds like a really good food.
Remember that card game?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Google. I'm guarantee.
Google has depth.
I guarantee you, there's a lot of depth. What is it? 1,000 zeros? 100 zeros? Million zeros? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think it's 100 zeros.
How about Bing? For you know the. If you're alt,
you know, if any name starts with ing, they're just going to be called, they're just going to add, you know, they're going to become Bingus, the Dingus.
Oh, man. I didn't think of that. But yeah, okay. Well, let's bing it on. Netflix could see
Netflix could become really popular.
I could actually see that. All right, here's what Rural.
I like Rural.
You like Rural?
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of, you know, like there's a little spurt of new names, people trying to be original and stuff, you know, like naming them the kid Apple.
I don't think the kid's going to be able to say this name for the first 10 years of their life.
Yeah, well, just watch enough 30 Rock. But yeah, I like the idea of like a name like
a hard to pronounce name. Farm?
Yeah. Farm's a good name.
Well, you know how people like name their kids after like states sometimes, like you have Virginia or Maryland, I've heard. How about West Virginia?
That's good.
Is it good? South Dakota?
Well, you already got West.
West is a name. You could be yeah. West and then Virginia, middle name or last name even. Hmm. All right. And last on the list, PS5.
It's fine. It's beautiful.
You got the new PlayStation coming out. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yes, it's beautiful. All right. Well, you Ben, you actually like all those. So those were my worst baby names. I don't know. You got any to add to the list?
No, but I mean, you know me. I'm very non-argumentative.
What? Wait, is this a change? Is this your new look you're trying on?
I'm an easygoing guy.
This is not the Ben I know.
You say something and I will agree. That is my guarantee.
Well, that's going to kind of put a different spin on this whole podcast here and on our relationship, Ben. I don't know if I'm okay. Well, it's like a hot tub. I gotta settle into this one.
It's bubbling.
Oh boy. And you got to warm it up for about 2 days and then clean it because those things get fucking nasty.
I've never owned one. Never had to deal with
you it. Know, I've never owned a hot tub myself. You know, there was one beach trip we all did in college and that thing got so gross. I think somebody like brought out some ranch dressing for some reason with like chips. And there was a bunch of ranch dressing that got in there, and a bunch of people got rashes.
That sounds like high school, yeah.
It was college. This is absolutely disgusting. So I'm glad I didn't go in there beyond the first night. Sure. Rash-free.
Congratulations.
All right. Let's see here. What's your least favorite word?
I don't have one.
I really don't like the word cattywampus.
I've never given that one much thought.
It's just, the kind of person I imagine that would use a word like that is just, I don't even know. Just the worst kind of just somebody who just wants to try to put you down, but is feeling very inadequate themselves. And it just.
One term that I despise is batshit crazy.
Why?
Because you're so close to batshit nuts, batshit nuts, and
oh yeah,
it's better. I mean, batshit crazy doesn't really mean much anything. Might as well say catshit crazy, which actually would mean something because people go crazy from catshit.
What? What do you mean?
You get those microbes in the brain.
What are you talking about?
I can't recall the name of the microbe.
Wait,
but
not
it's in
the
there.
Microbe. But what are people doing with cat shit?
They are being near it, and they are getting infected.
Wait, just breathing it in, or touching it, or eating it? What are they doing with it?
I haven't studied this, but obviously, you get it from looking at it.
Looking at it. I don't even know how that works. Photons carry this thing? What are you talking about here, Ben?
It's quite micro. It's sub-quark level animal we're talking about.
And this is making people crazy. Cat shit crazy.
You get enough Ant-Mans inside you, you tend to go mad.
Ant-Mans? Shouldn't
little,
it be
little tiny people?
Ant-Men?
Yeah.
This is all new to me. News to me too. Wait, do bats eat nuts? I thought they eat fruit and then blood.
Well, bananas are technically a nut.
No way, so. They're not a nut.
Yep.
I think you're batshit crazy for saying that, Ben.
Go fuck yourself.
Wait, bananas are not a nut?
They are a legume. They're a bean.
When did this happen?
Same as, like, I think, a pecan?
Okay. Pecans seem like nuts or legumes. I don't know what peanut is a legume, as everyone likes to point out, but I don't really know what that is. What a legume? That's a weird word. What's that?
You have more problems here. More problems than words.
There's a lot of words. What's that? A lagoon? Isn't that something? Lagoon? Isn't that like a cove or something on the beach? What am I thinking of?
A lagoon is a protected estuary, or a protected, I don't know if estuary is the word, protected water from either by like a series of islands or by a bank or something.
All right. Is it related to legume?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Banana is a nut. What else is a nut that we wouldn't expect? Everyone knows walnuts are a nut. What else is a nut? Are strawberries a nut?
I don't know, Barry.
Is cantaloupe a nut? All right. Oh. All right, I got a new term. Oh, God, this is going to... Oof. All right, so we got the worst baby name. What? So people have cute babies, cute kids and stuff, but you don't want to be creepy. So you know how people used to say... you know how people used to say no homo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of fell out of fashion. Well, first,
yeah.
First of all, how about yes, homo? If you're, you know, that's a good shirt. Yes, homo. No one ever said that one.
No, I was never fortunate enough to receive a yes, homo compliment.
Yes, homo. That's a good compliment. All right. Well, Oh, okay. I don't even want to say, but okay. So you have a cute baby, but you don't want to be creepy, so you say no pedo.
Okay, I thought you were gonna go a different direction from that, but okay.
What direction do you think I was gonna go in? First of all,
like the dinosaurs, not the mama, not the papa. Like I don't want to have this kid, but it looks nice.
Well, that too, I guess. You could come up with a clever... But I don't know. Do you think that'll catch on? Like, oh, kids are really cute. No, no pedo.
I can't imagine it not... a lot of people don't want to be seen as pedophiles, including pedophiles. Pretty much 100% of the population would be behind that.
You're right. Yeah, pedophiles don't want to... They usually don't want the word spread around. Kind of a secretive bunch. Well, it's not that I know. No pedo.
Yeah.
How about, where do the, I have all these, like, you know, watching like Looney Tunes or old Mickey Mouse cartoons as a kid, like I have all these like cliches in my head and I don't know where they come from. Do you have some of those, Ben?
What are you talking about? Give me an option.
Well, okay, I was thinking of ordering drink cliches. I feel like I've had these in my head since I've been alive, or a priori, to use one of your favorite words. So one, okay, here's one line. Give me a whiskey in a dirty glass.
Yeah, I have no idea. I learned on the rocks from Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, on the rocks. And then there's neat. You can do the other way.
Yeah. Beyond that, you know, you're shaking, not stirred. That's okay. The only but recollection.
What about whiskey in a dirty glass? It came from, so I didn't make that up.
I think you did.
Who orders? No, it's some like cowboy movie I must have seen, or some like Western like.
I can't imagine the desire of dirty glass over clean glass.
Well, you want to be tough. You walk into a bar and you want to kind of, you know, flex your muscles a little bit.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like it might be something from Dumb and Dumber then. Somebody trying to be tough. I don't know. You aren't ringing any bells with it.
All right, how about this one? It's another one. I don't... All right, okay. Put on a character. All right, so you walk into a bar, maybe you order a martini and then you don't like it or something. You like kind of just have this attitude of like, who do I have to blow around here to get a dry martini?
I don't hear it particularly as ordering drink lingo. It's a common vernacular for all sorts of things.
Common?
In the sense that it's malleable. It could be used for all sorts of things.
Yeah, sure. Who'd...
Not that it shows up commonly in every field.
Well, when's the last time you heard it? When's the last time you heard it in real life? IRL.
Who do I got to blow to get a good blowjob? I don't know.
I like it because it's simultaneously kind of just like offensive and like rude, and also like has this kind of like air of like, masculinity to some way, like, like this tough guy attitude. But at the same time, you're talking about blowing someone.
Well, you're also... It, with a presumption that you're good at it.
I think it's rhetorical.
So it's, you know, competitive. Well, yeah, I mean, it's generally a good thing. So you don't really have to be beyond subpar. Subpar is fine.
Blowing?
Yeah.
Okay, subpar. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine.
Do you rate your blows?
There's good and bad, yeah.
But you're
a
saying
variation of all things, Barry. There's a golden medium.
Okay, but you're saying what? Are you're saying even bad is good? It's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's good.
I would say bad is good, but fine is good.
Fine is good. So what's good?
Good is great.
Okay, so this is like the drink sizes. When you order a medium, it's really like huge.
Yeah, you get a plus one in all things.
Plus one stats. It's like we're playing a D&D. All right. Well, let's. This is getting riveting, but I think we need to take a break here, Ben. And we will listen to some music.
Then how much of this is already going to get deleted?
Probably all of it.
Cool.
All right. Well, I don't hear you bringing much to the table.
I don't. I got nothing.
Okay. Well, wonderful. All right. Here's Psycho Bombs by Repo Fam. Repo Fam with Psycho Bombs. Ben, have you ever left a Yelp review? You know what? If there's one thing I didn't know about you, but I could 100% guarantee I knew the answer to, it would be that.
Actually, that's not true. I have left a Yelp review.
You have? All right. Do tell.
Yeah. It was for a dentist's office.
Wait, was it positive or negative?
It was positive.
Was it because they nitrous you up?
Because they did an emergency root canal on me.
Oh, and that was a positive experience for you.
Loved every second of it.
Because of the nitrous.
I can't recall if I had nitrous. I don't think I did that.
Did you write it on nitrous?
No.
Wait, so you're one of the rare exceptions. Usually if people are going to write a Yelp review out of nowhere, it's because they hated it. They had a horrible experience.
Well, they sent me like an email that said, you know, please rate and review us. So I did.
What?
I had the time.
Well, you got the time for everything. And no one's no one's asked you. Wait, so your root canal was so good that you decided to go in and write a Yelp review?
Compared to the pain I was in before that, sure, why not?
What's with, you know how they, there's always strawberry ice cream, then
strawberry ice cream?
And then raspberry sorbet. What's up with that? Why not raspberry ice cream, strawberry sorbet?
What's a sorbet?
It's like an icy, it's no milk. You know what a sorbet is?
Yeah.
Sherbert? You've never had this stuff?
I don't think so. That sounds crap.
You've never heard of it?
Like the icy stuff in a cup? It's stuff is terrible.
No, not this, like the snow cone that they like put the syrup on top. Have you never heard of sorbet?
I've heard of it.
Well, it's without milk and without cream and stuff.
That's what sorbet means.
That's what sorbet, and
I
don't know if sherbet is exactly the same thing. I think it's just a different pronunciation.
Yeah.
Well, why is it always strawberry ice cream, raspberry sorbet, Ben? Riddle me that. Wiggle me that.
Might have something to do with the seeds.
Okay, elaborate.
Well, it could, one of those seeds might cause milk to turn.
Oh, shit. You think?
It only makes sense, Barry.
What
I'm using is my brain to resolve answers. It's called inductive reasoning.
Oh, you still using that old thing?
Yes.
Oh, we got a special call-in guest. All right. Here is our special call-in guest. Hey.
Hey, Barry.
What's going on?
Hey, not too much, man. Am I too late?
Wait, no, you're good. Wait, let me merge the calls here. Okay, I think that worked. All right, now
you
we have...
Did that work?
Hey, Ben, can you hear?
Yep.
All right, so we got...
Oh, so I'm calling in, huh?
You're on the air.
Oh,
we
fuck.
Are live, except not really. Ben, this is James. We got Metal James on the line.
Ben Brown. What's up, man? What's up, Wiggles?
Not too much.
Man, what are you guys talking about?
So much.
We're talking about seeds and milk.
Seeds and milk. You know, there's some probably sketchy places you could take the conversation with just that prompt. But
go for it.
I guess I drink a lot of almond milk. I'm going to try to keep it pretty wholesome. I guess almonds are a seed, and if you think about it, people are seeds. You are what you milk.
That's what they say.
But they do say that, yeah. But I'm a big fan of almond milk. But I don't know where you guys were kind of how you were approaching.
Well, there's
the topic.
Strawberry ice cream and raspberry sorbet. What's up with that? Why is it one and then the other?
Well, it's too tart, the raspberry, I think, for the cream. I don't know if the curdles or what, the acidity. I assume that's the reason.
Ben assumed it was the seeds, which was batshit nuts.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the flavors just mingle in a strange way. I mean, strawberry ice cream was like my first favorite flavor.
My first love.
What did you guys? Your first? Yeah.
That's good recall.
You know, it's kind of a formative memory. I don't know. What kind of ice cream did you guys like when you were kids?
Oh, good question.
Definitely chocolate. Straight up.
Yeah.
I was more in the vanilla camp. I've kind of switched over as an adult.
You know, that's fucked up. The three of us together, it's like Neapolitan flavor.
Oh, shit.
What are the odds, you know? It's probably like 1 in 4.
Okay.
Wow, that no, we got
the
trifecta here. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I liked in the Simpsons where they they keep buying the Neapolitan flavors, and then it's only the chocolate that's missing.
Yeah, they can't. Well, because like they kind of you know, they kind of half-ass it with the whole thing. You know, it's like you can do one thing well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that one thing is you do Neapolitan ice cream. Well, but I think I'd rather have Neapolitan pizza done well.
Wait, what is that again? Is that that's strawberries that and chocolate on and vanilla on pizza?
On pizza, yeah. And then there's almond milk. You know, there's like it floats on a lake of almond milk.
Oh man, yeah, that sounds horrible.
It's awesome.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Awesome. The almond milk is like it's both fermented.
Soggy bread.
Well, it doesn't get soggy because the almond milk is kind of solidified. It has a very strong odor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold your nose.
Yeah, but that's Neapolitan pizza. Yeah, those are my people.
Okay.
Those are the Italians. I'm a Sicilian, so.
Oh, wait, what's the difference?
They do everything all fucked up north. I don't know.
Wait,
they talk stupid, and then, you know, they have some...
I don't mean to go all offensive here, but I just finished watching The Sopranos.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I've heard that shit is great. Tell me about The Sopranos, man.
Oh, God, it's amazing. I don't want to. I just want to tell you to watch it.
That's what everybody does. And then I don't watch it, so... All right. Yeah, I guess... I've always had a clear path with this.
Isn't he in therapy?
The first.
I saw one episode.
First season is probably the weakest, but it's still really good.
I heard one episode is all you need to see.
I've seen like three episodes, and I was kind of hooked.
You can't be kind of hooked.
You can slide off. You can wiggle off the hook.
Like a fish.
Shout out to Wiggly World. Yeah, like a worm.
Yeah. Hey, have you guys heard of Petra masculinity?
Petra masculinity? Was that like, is that being stoned and being really masculine? Or is that being like a caveman?
No, it's like dudes who need to flex their masculinity or you know, try to make up for something. But they buy like huge gas guzzling cars.
It's me.
Oh, I really want a pickup truck.
I got a moped. I'm working my way up.
Oh, you started at the bottom.
That's really fuel efficient. That's smart. You start small, and then you work your way up.
Well, James, fill us in with some metal trivia.
I don't really, you know too much about like the history of the coinage. I think, you know, like bands like the heavy blues bands, I've read about this and heard about it before. Those heavy blues bands, you know, that were like, in Britain, in their, I guess, maybe late 60s, but definitely early 70s, you know.
Like Sabbath?
I mean, that's some really good shit. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Sabbath. And then, well, there's this band that's pretty kind of well-known, but like the Flower Traveling Band, they were from Japan. They had a really similar sound, you know. So, I mean, I think part of it is kind of the technology of the amplifier, you know, and they're just like of the tube amplifier and wanting to play louder and you know, kind of have more gain,
whatever.
And then that kind of, you know, it's a sort of inevitable, and it's less about the like, you know, in this specific place there was this metal idea and then the contagion. It's more about like, you know, playing blues through flat tube amplifiers or whatever.
Aren't there a bunch of metal bands up in like Norway?
Yeah, you know, that's where the whole black metal thing came from, you know. But I don't know. I mean, that stuff's like, I don't know. Maybe it's connected to folk music more than blues in a way. Maybe they just try to downplay that, you know, to kind of play up the insularity of the music or whatever. But actually, okay, so like that's the black metal thing. There's an Italian band back to Italy.
Sicily?
And no, I think they're from outside of Rome.
All roads lead there.
Oh fuck! I think they're called Dracula. Oh man, it's just
Dracula.
Dracula, you know, Dracula. Like Dracula, but Dracula. but I'm probably saying the name wrong. I wonder if I'm fucking the name up. But they're like these Italian bands, right? And so like they're around. You know, Catholics are really spooky, right? Like I was raised Catholic. You know, I think maybe were you guys raised Catholic?
Nope.
Just right, naturally fear based.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I mean, like there's all this like morbid Catholic shit. You know, there's like this kind of, you know, morbid fascination with the crucifixion and with, you know, kind of preserving holy bodies, you know, in ossuaries and just like, you know, basically like spooky metal shit. And it went into this Italian stuff, you know, this Italian music that was like kind of synth based and had these kind of like evil sounding guitars. It actually kind of came after the evil synth stuff, you know. So I mean, it's like, I think maybe some of that stuff, I don't really know. I mean, it's like, I'm sure 1,000 fucking people have very tediously tried to like speculate about the origins of black metal. And it's too bad that
we're cracking
that
the code here.
Joining them now. No. You know, I don't know. I'm like, but I don't know. I mean, I like listening to stuff rather than kind of being. I mean, I like talking about it, but you know, like being super. There's a lot of like super academic, like history of metal and what's the essence of metal and like what is the metal of
what's the essence of metal if you had to boil it down to one word?
I think aggression.
Oh, I like it.
You know, and it doesn't have to be like, you know, hostile aggression. It can just be like,
yeah
I don't know, just have heart.
The different like genres of metal? Like there's like speed metal, there's like black metal. What's the silliest one? What's like the in name wise?
Oh fuck, this is a great question. Okay. All right, so I think like you know, power metal is pretty fucking silly.
Yeah.
You know, like there's still like Dragon Force, which is like,
oh god.
You know, it's those guys can really,
oh, they
they're
shred.
Very, very capable. They're shredders. They're very capable guitarists, man. Like,
they're silly.
But the thing about metal is it's like, it's very, very traditionalist, right? So it's like, you know, that's like their thing. They're just like, we're going to like play metal in this really specific, like kind of, I don't know, vaguely neoclassical kind of way. And, be like meedly meedly meedly, you know, whatever, all the time, and then do some whammy bar shit, and then have long hair, and then you have some fans, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
hold on. I gotta go see if I think that was my cat. You know, check on my cat. But you know,
What about just like a less, you know, I imagine there's a million of these like subgenres. What's like a niche one like we wouldn't have heard of?
Well, I think I guess the silly one, just to finish that my thought there, like I think folk metal and like power metal, and then progressive metal are probably the like goofiest genres in terms of like a subgenre of metal. I don't know. I mean, there's like, well, okay, there's a thing called porno grind, and like, and all the lyrics are like they're pretty fucked up lyrics. And there's like variations on porno grind. But they'll have like porn samples. They have like a lot of what's called like the inhale vocal, which is kind of like, I can't do it right now because my voice is sort of shredded. Let me see if I can do it. I can't do it. I can usually do it, but like, let's see if I can do the speak and spell impression. Speak and spell. No, I can't do it. My voice is kind of shredded. Been having some acid reflux, so I can't. Okay. My voice is a little hoarse.
All right.
But
are you a vegetarian?
No, you know, I think I need to go back. I think I need to go back to being a vegetarian. I've been eating, you know, I'm eating. I think my cholesterol is probably too high. I got high cholesterol. So I probably got to knock that shit off. Plant-based diet's a good way to knock down your cholesterol. But I've been eating a lot of, like, beef and chicken thighs lately. And then, I don't know, like, I think I've been hitting it too hard. But I got this Instant Pot, and it's just, like, really good at slow cooking shit. But I don't know, like weird subgenre of metal. Like there's some weird. There's a lot of them. You know, it's just a really traditionalist genre. You know, and it's like it's really like each subgenre is like really defined by like a certain set of conventions, right? So that's naturally any type of variation is then like kind of in the. Is going to kind of assume the form of like some really specific subgenre. So you know, it's like doom metal. It's like shit like sludge metal, which is like doom metal, but different, you know, people disagree about what the difference is. I don't really
sludge metal
care. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think of maybe like crustier kind of.
Is there crust metal?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, they're just words that people use to refer to stuff, you know. Well, so I mean like
that's all words
people
are.
People invent a lot. Oh shit. Damn. But yeah, like so people just invent a lot of them and then you know, they get used you know, by a certain amount of people, and then the greater amount of people it is, it's the more accepted term or whatever. There's some, I don't know, it can make it kind of hard to talk about it because I just start losing patience with like you know, if I go to a metal show and people are talking about, well, technically this band's sludge and this band's doom,
oh god, yeah,
you know, I just kind of bail.
No, that's like, yeah. You don't need to pin it down.
Some people like doing that stuff though, you know. Some people like organizing their sock drawers in terms of colors. Like I don't even fucking I just like stuff my socks in like an animal, you know. I mean, like you know, like an animal who like wants to pretend they're not a slob, but they're still kind of a slob.
Do you pair them together at least?
No, I can't. I don't have the patience for that.
Oh shit! Are you mismatched on a regular basis?
Yeah, that's not really something I share about.
Okay.
No, you can see it all the time. I mean, I'm mismatched all the time, man.
You wear long pants though, so man, yes.
But if you just buy one type of sock, too, then which. You know, I pretty much just get the smart wool things, and then I get black ankle socks. But sometimes the black ankle socks are slightly different. But
yeah, it didn't seem like that would be a good pair.
Oh, the smart wool and the ankle socks.
Yeah, one and then the other.
If you got a hot foot.
Oh yeah, hot foot. That's a good band name.
Then you put the ankle. That's my dad's name.
Oh shit!
It's Hot Foot.
Hot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know, James. I guess we'll let you go.
All right, man.
Thanks for
calling
in.
Good to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Yeah. One pointer that helped me out for acid reflux is elevating your head just a little bit in bed.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna put like some blocks underneath the legs and the bed. I think I got a friend who told me to do that too, but I need to stop eating late at night, you know. That's one thing. Yeah, and then listening to too much power metal too, you know.
Yeah, I'll get you
started. It upsets my stomach because I don't like it.
Switch over.
I just can't stop listening to it. I can't listen to that either. That's worse.
Oh man.
A lot of that music sucks. I'm gonna lie. All right, boys.
Good
talking.
All right, see you, James.
All right, later.
Bye.
Thanks, James.
Ben, you know I've been thinking.
No, you haven't.
Ah, you caught me. All right, Ben. Anything else you want to say?
Get bent?
Get bent?
Yeah.
Is that a new catchphrase you're working on?
Oh, no. Hey, that fits. Yeah.
Yeah, get Ben. What? Oh, you doing anything for the holidays?
I left the house one of those days.
Wow. How was that?
It's fine.
Yeah.
I think I should do it more often.
Do you really not leave the house ever? I mean, besides once?
I just pretty much, I mean, I mostly just go out to go shopping, get my groceries.
Well, avoid the sugar aisle.
Generally do. But now I got to think twice about my chicken thighs. Those are giving me ass reflux. Or not.
Are they? Do you have acid reflux?
Occasionally, but I got my bed levitated at the head side. So
do you really? Are you like a vampire? Is it like
magnets?
80 degrees, like all the way up, almost?
No, like between 10 and 15 degrees. You know,
really?
Need that much.
That much?
Or maybe 5 to 10 even.
Huh.
So, yeah, you want it to drain downward.
So put the...
By downward, I mean southward. And by southward, I mean feet-wise.
So raise the feet.
Raise the feet in a downward direction.
Okay, there you go. All right, Ben, let's wrap it up. Good talking to you as always.
Sure.
Close us out, Ben, with one of your famous Ben Diddleys.
If what you really got to do needs getting done, then you could consider doing it if you like. Otherwise, come listen to us next time we decide to post something, which might be probably longer than a week.